Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
Yeah. And then there's going to be fire and locusts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brimstone? What about Brimstone?
Going to be a good winter.
I was down at Gillette Stadium yesterday, and I was while I was there, I was checking out the ice for the Hill Cup.
Yes.
Which is this weekend.
Oh, wow, already.
And I was worried that the temperatures were going to be in the single digits and that I would not be able to spectate. But it looks like it's going to be pretty good weather for the outdoor pond hockey tournament.
Nice.
And we're sold out. That event sold out quickly. It's like the first ever Greg Hill Foundation cornhole tournament last year, which sold out in 24 hours.
Both genius ideas,
well,
by
yeah.
the way, sir.
And listen, people have been asking, are you going to do the second annual cornhole tournament up at the Brunswick in OOB? And of course, it's a done deal. I think we'll try to find some kind of a oversand device for Lindy so that he can make his way out onto the sand. That was a real issue this past year.
I'm going to start training. Since I had my the cancer thing taken out, my hips and my back are like 2,000% better.
Really?
Yeah.
So you think that will affect
your abilities?
Yeah, the cancer
on my bladder was causing all the back pain and the hip problem, my right hip.
Wow. My plan is
early on.
Yeah.
In the spring, when it hits the 65-70 degree mark, I'm gonna start going. I'm gonna head to Revere Beach every day, and I'm gonna run in the sand.
Oh, you're gonna run in the sand?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna be in tip top shape.
Wear shoes.
The 14 to 18 shots of tequila that you did that morning might have affected your ability to traverse the sand as well.
I don't think it was that much.
Okay. Well, it wasn't that many. Okay.
Well.
Yes, it wasn't that many. Oh, there's Jeremy Reiner.
Oh.
Look, he's all excited.
Oh, yeah?
He's heading into the green room to go over his... Now, the way this works, you guys are each going to ask each other questions about the other's favorite franchise, correct?
Right. So I'll be asking him Star Wars.
You'll
questions.
Be grilling him nerd style about Star Wars.
Yes.
He will be grilling you nerd style about Star Trek.
Yes.
And one of you will emerge
the
King Nerd of the week.
Don't we also have opening statements?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Therefore, Your Honor.
Yes.
A monologue?
Han shot first.
A Star Trek monologue.
Here's a text that said you should have LB run on the town beach in Stowe so we can hear it on the 5-0. Oh, yeah.
Sasquatch, Stited, Lake Boone.
Jeez, I got 8 billion tweets and such about the Stowe 5-0 incident with the town plow truck that caught on fire during the storm.
Very dramatic footage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not, as many were asking, respond in the ceremonial honorary white helmet that I was given as an honorary member of the Massachusetts Professional Firefighters Union. But all right. It is 8:02. And this is WAAF FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston. It is 8:03, and this is Alan on the Framingham Ford studio line. By the way, Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. Go see my friend Arthur over there, and he will give you the best deal on the best truck. Hello, Alan.
Hello.
Hey, what are you calling about?
So I was giving you a call. I just got in the car and heard talking about the Star Wars, Star Trek debate.
Yes.
There is a Star Wars burlesque show coming to Boston in April.
What? Really?
Yeah, he looks like a lot of sexy Star Troopers, and I thought that'd be right up Shoe's alley. Yeah.
The Empire Strips Back.
Oh, genius!
So take a look. The tickets are pretty cheap. Me and a couple buddies actually bought them.
I don't know if Star Wars fans' moms will let them go to that.
Oh, true.
Hey, Alan, how old are you?
I'm 32.
Will this be the first time you've seen a woman in her underwear?
Right.
No. No. I'm not that much of a fan. I just thought it looked like something fun to do with the guys.
Yeah. No, that sounds pretty.
He's seen Princess Leia in the slave outfit.
Right.
Yeah. Did you see the horrible story about the Instagram star, the bikini mountain hiker?
Yes.
So this is a sad story. But it is a cautionary tale. There was a woman who became famous on the gram because she was always climbing mountains in her bikini.
Cool.
And unfortunately, over the weekend, she was climbing one and she fell into a crevasse.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
And due to the cold temperatures and the bikini,
she froze to death before they could
rescue her. So all we have left are her Instagram stories and her bikini selfies.
Terrible.
That seems to be the new thing, is the bikinis in the snow. Is that like a new Instagram trend thing or
it
something
is,
like that?
Sadly. Yeah.
I'm down with it. I feel like I'm fine with that trend.
If you like that, follow Hannah Teeter.
Who? Yes. The way you said that was so creepy.
She was in the Olympics.
Your
right?
voice dropped like four
octaves.
Oh,
it's octaves. Very sexy.
That's been all the rage sexy. Since the beginning of time on the ski hills is spring skiing.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, LB's hot tub time and machining again.
The girls wear the Daisy Dukes and the bikini tops.
Yes. 1986.
You and Cam went to Killington in 1987 and hosted a spring break
hot bodies contest.
I grew up in one of the greatest ski mountains on the planet called Marmot Basin.
Here we go. In Jasper, Alberta.
Take it. It's time for the après ski. Oh, God. See you in the lodge. I grew up in Vancouver, guy. Figure it out.
Really?
We didn't know that.
Here's a text that says, when does the nerd off begin? I have to be at work. It's going to happen as soon as we get to this.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Hey, Jeremy, right. It's LB. What's up with the windshield kid? Windshield doesn't exist in Nippon, Saskatchewan, kid. It was always cold.
On WAAF.
I mean, I tend to side with you when you complain about people who are whining about the real feel temperature and stuff. But yesterday was, it was the coldest day I can remember in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were out with exposed skin for more than 10 minutes, it was freezing yesterday.
Pumping gas yesterday was hellish.
Single digits.
Even though the Corolla only has like a 2-gallon tank.
Yes.
Still, it was just painful.
And so it is going to warm up today. We'll get a legitimate forecast from Jeremy in a few moments, but it's going to get into the 20s today, which will feel like it's in the 70s. And as I mentioned, by Thursday, they're talking about it. It's going to be close to 50. So,
nice.
All right. Now for you here on the Hillman Morning Show, the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left over the previous few days.
Friday, 6:55 a.m.
Good afternoon and welcome to this broadcast of the Millennial Olympics. The Olympic jewel will be carried into the arena by one Lyndon Byers. And here he comes. He's on a rascal. He's drinking Bud Heavies. Oh, there it is. Oh, he fell down. Oh, no. There goes his hip. But he's still climbing back onto the rascal. Here he comes down the stretch. Hey, Lyndon Byers.
End of message.
Good time on Friday. I enjoyed that show. And I actually enjoyed hearing some of Tyler's stoner conspiracy theories. I mean, he's a little off, I think, on some of the flat earth stuff, but it was interesting.
He came confident.
It was very interesting.
Friday, 7:16 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. EDCDA. See, I know my alphabet backwards, kid.
End of message.
That's why they make the blue pill.
7:18 a.m.
This one's dedicated to anybody that chose to go on a cruise in the Bahamas, now stuck in Florida because of the storm coming in. Oh, that must suck. Just like Peter Griffin said, don't go outside and actually interact with them. You don't want to meet Florida people.
End of message. Sunday, 1:39 p.m.
I guess we won't be hearing from Scott from Weymouth for a while. Last week on the Sports Hub, he promised if the spread on the Kansas City Pats game didn't drop to 2 points, he'd walk to Albuquerque. The line opened and stayed at 3. Bye-bye, Scott.
End of message.
I think the I think those guys would prefer that the line had not changed yesterday. I think they would love to go into this game being the dogs. And they were for a little while yesterday. the Patriots were -1. They were the 1-point underdogs, but now they are the favorites by 2, I think, last time I checked. So I think they would have been they would have enjoyed the chip on the shoulder of being the underdogs again.
Monday, 4:40 a.m.
Get ready, get ready for Tom. That's right. They're going back. It's unbelievable. Frankly, I think it's nicer than the New England Patriots to let the AFC participate in the NFL regular season and give them just a bit of hope at the playoffs. Best team ever. Best quarterback ever. Deal with it, Derek.
End of message.
There's a change.org petition calling for the NFL to put the New Orleans Saints in the Super Bowl. Based on that horrible call. There Jeez. Should be one to change the name of the Super Bowl to the New England Invitational.
Yes, I like that.
Like I love, you know, the Wikipedia, the Patriots Wikipedia was updated yesterday, and it was changed to say, you know, when you look up Super Bowl, it says the Super Bowl is the Patriots' last game of the NFL season every year.
Amazing.
I mean, it is, it's just extraordinary.
11, it's, right? 11 it is, Super Bowls now?
Yeah, and 9 for Brady and Belichick. And this era of dominance, I don't believe will ever be seen by the NFL ever again and may not be seen by any other sport ever again.
Well, and I don't think there will ever be a quarterback that will accomplish what Brady's accomplished ever again.
I don't think so. I mean, what's extraordinary is when you think about time, this Super Bowl is going to be played on the same date that 17 years earlier Tom Brady was in his first Super
right.
Bowl.
Well,
that means that wow. many of that means that if you have kids who are 16, they were not alive the first time Tom Brady won a Super Bowl.
And then what was the other stat they were talking about that no other Patriot from that team, I think Brady's got him by 5 years. So the last time anyone from that first Super Bowl team
was playing?
Yeah,
was
the last
five years
guy
ago?
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah.
No one else is left.
6:13 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, you've been with us since the beginning. And because of that, we decided to elect one WAAF listener as the New England Patriots Fan of the Year. So without further ado, I give you the WAAF New England Patriots Fan of the Year.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, you were expecting Scott from Weymouth? Come on. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my T-shirt. It says I'm Petey for Pretty. And what's with Edelman? Come on.
The ball didn't touch him. He looked like Bill Buckner out there. Come on. Now we're off to the Rams.
End of message.
Wait a second.
God, that was amazing.
Wait a second.
That was awesome.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
You're telling me that Robert Kraft guy is also fake Derek the Steelers fan guy?
I don't think I can handle this.
Or do the two of them know each other?
Right. I don't know. Wonder if
that was unbelievable.
I am so confused right now.
That is mind-blowing. By the way, Lindy.
Yeah.
Lucid Lindy. Adam Vinatieri still playing in the NFL. Stat incorrect. Maybe you misremembered. Or maybe there was
I don't know. Maybe I messed up the stat. So, they were, okay. So,
something
maybe
like
they said Adam Vinatieri before I paid attention. And,
right.
And then they said no other Patriot is playing.
6:41 a.m.
Jesus, what was the bigger disaster this weekend? The end of the Saints game or that friggin' sports report? Good Lord, LB. Take another day off.
End of message.
Yeah, that was a tough one. Yeah, I dragged that one through the mud.
A texter says Kraft is fake Derek. Finkel is Einhorn.
Oh my.
Einhorn is Finkel.
7:12 AM.
Porn researcher. How the hell did I miss that major in college?
End of message.
Right? You get paid for that?
Yeah.
All right. That's Hill Mail. Somebody calling for an instant content replay on the Robert Kraft. Derek the Steelers fan. I don't think we've ever done, and we've done a rare content replay later, but we've never done an instant content replay.
I think this is like watching Manchester by the Sea for the second time right away. You already got the fire and the kids dying out of the way, so now you can focus on the other stuff you might have missed knowing what happened.
All right, I guess
that was. That
you
was,
wanna, yeah.
I would like to listen more closely for the transition to try to determine whether it was a voice transition or a phone handoff.
All right, let's go ahead and do it.
6:13 a.m.
Hey, Greg. Robert Kraft here. Greg, you've been with us since the beginning. And because of that, we've decided to elect one WAAF listener as the New England Patriots Fan of the Year. So without further ado, I give you the WAAF New England Patriots Fan of the Year.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, you were expecting Scott from Weymouth? Come on. Yeah, that's right. I'm wearing my T-shirt. It says I'm Petey for Pretty. And what's with Edelman? Come on. The ball didn't touch him. He looked like Bill Buckner out there. Come on. Now we're off to the Rams.
End of message.
Yeah. I think it's
great
the same
effort.
Guy.
That's amazing.
I don't think there was a phone transition.
No.
No.
My mind is blown.
That's wow.
Same guy.
I am.
Yeah.
My whole world just got turned upside down.
All right. Let's get Jeremy Reiner in here. I think we have an intro for the segment.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:17 and time for this.
Star Wars.
You should go out Saturday and stock up on your blue milk, huh, nerd?
Star Trek.
You Trekkie. Even the name is lame.
Sounds like a classic case of nerd-on-nerd violence.
Which is better? And who really cares? Get ready for an epic nerd battle.
Nerd!
All right, in the studio with us, the most famous man from Stowe, Massachusetts, Channel 7 meteorologist Jeremy Reiner, nerd. How are you?
I am well. How are you guys doing?
We were talking about
the You're the mayor, by the way.
What's that?
You're the mayor of Stowe.
Well, I've lived there my whole life.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a transplant.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up there.
Right.
I went off to try to find fame and fortune. I didn't find it. And so
I
returned.
Oh, so what? When you made it big, you moved from Chelsea to Stowe?
Out to the apple country.
Yeah.
We love our apples.
I feel like you guys, you took a little abuse on the forecast, which you always do anyway, but I think like you guys downgraded it in time. What happened with that storm? Why was it like going into it on Friday, we were like 8 to 12. You guys were like 8 to 12, and then suddenly it goes 4 to 6 or what? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, it was, you know, I think we talked about it on, was it Thursday when we were
on the show?
And, yeah,
Thursday.
So it did look pretty big. The concern we had was some warm air coming into the clouds and changing the snow over to sleet. And, you know, the models are great, but they're not precise until about, you know, 24 or 48 hours out. So when we came into work Friday and certainly Saturday morning, then we're like, okay, you're going to have to throttle back these numbers because the South Shore, I think those numbers were pretty solid. But, you know, north and west, certainly Merrimack Valley, my initial thought was maybe over a foot. And I think we ended up with about, you know, 8 or 9 out there. And
we're happy, by the way.
Yeah,
I mean, when you get it wrong and it's less snow,
I'm fine with it.
We're fine with it.
Well, now, I think it's hilarious that people make a big deal of. So you're pissed that it wasn't 12. You just got 9, 3 freaking inches.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference? You still got to shovel it.
Yeah, exactly. So great point, too. I mean, my colleague Chris Lambert always brings that up. You know, he's like, you know, 10 inches or 15 inches, you're still bending at the knees.
Yeah. Now, it's weird. We have the temperatures yesterday.
Yeah.
Were those record lows or no?
So it was we're really nerdy in weather. So there's record lows, like morning low temps. Then you have what's called record cold high. And we did set one of those for Boston, meaning the old record cold high was 12, and we were 10.
Okay, so 10 was the warmest it got yesterday.
Yes.
And that was a record.
That was a record cold high.
A record cold high. You're nerding out,
right?
You know what? You're nerding out on the weather. We didn't even get to the Star Wars Star Trek.
Forget that.
It was a record cold high.
Well, technically,
everybody knows that.
But then it's going to be 50 on Thursday?
Yeah, and so the next storm that comes at us, you know, Wednesday evening, Thursday, that's rain, showers. And so the concern there is, you know, you got temperatures now and yesterday, single numbers, and then you're going up near 50 on Thursday. You know, you might have some bursting pipes.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stress on the infrastructure. So, you know, that's a concern. But, yeah, it's nasty out there right now. I mean,
yeah, it's freezing.
Cold. Yeah,
it's freezing.
Sidewalks. I mean, the chemicals, they got them on there, the streets and the sidewalks, but... You know, when the temps are in the single numbers, those chemicals aren't that efficient. But this afternoon it'll be nicer. It'll
be,
you know,
be
25, 30.
Yeah. All right. So last week when you mean people were ridiculing me I want to talk about that thing that you brought in. When you guys were ridiculing me about my silver puffy jacket, there was a photo and Shu photobombed the photo with the Live Long and Prosper Star Trek.
Oh, that's the Vulcan salute.
The Vulcan salute, thank you. And Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7, who's our guest, commented on it and said Star Wars was better. Then we had a follow-up phone call. And so we decided to get the two of you in here to settle this for once and for all, which is the better franchise. And so I actually want to get this on Instagram on my story.
But
I see that you've brought in, what is that exactly? Get close over here. That is like an official Star Wars Stormtrooper coffee or water mug cold device thing.
Okay. Blue milk mug.
I got a T-shirt too. Do you want to go there or no?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and see the T-shirt.
All right,
Danielle, maybe you can get that on your Instagram because I'm trying to share this on mine.
Yeah, it's gonna take you 20 minutes.
Well, I'm pumped that you wore some garb. Like, I'm surprised you didn't come in the Luke Skywalker karate outfit and shoe was in.
Right, I don't have, I'm hardcore, but I don't have that, so I've got, you know, some of the other merch, so.
Oh, very nice.
Well
very
done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
Wait, what is that? I don't know what that is.
As we found out later, we didn't really need that, did we?
We did. What is that?
So So a buddy of mine got me this T-shirt, and it's basically the targeting screen when you're running the trench run.
Yeah.
In the first Star Wars movie.
Right. Oh, of course.
Yeah.
To pull up the giant globe.
And Luke has it turned on, and then, you know, old Ben Kenobi says, you know, let go.
Yeah.
Use the Force.
Use the Force, a-hole.
Now, your buddy who got you that, obviously not married.
No, actually married with kids.
Oh, yeah, he is. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Poor children.
Yeah, and listen, we should point out that, you know, unlike some nerds, You're married, kids.
My daughter, she's just turned 13, so she's we've entered eye rolling. So
yeah,
but up until
is she a nerd?
She likes Star Wars, but
okay.
You know, now around her friends, I got to be careful because it's kind of like, you know, I get the Heisman when she's like,
"Oh yeah,
bro,
hey honey, Phantom Menace right. is on."
She's like, "That's nice, Dad. I'm with my friend. I'm playing Fortnite."
Yeah, right.
Yes.
What about your daughter?
She loves Star Trek.
Nerd. Okay. Okay.
I sat her in front of all the movies, all the shows when she was about 6 months old.
Nice.
So yeah, indoctrinated. Is that the correct term?
Right.
Yes. Indoctrinated her.
Mentor.
Yeah.
Now, how did you come about? Like, how was it? Just your?
I just started watching it when I was really young.
Okay.
Yeah, it was on television, and just started watching it, and then the reruns.
Yeah.
I'm mostly an OG guy, original series.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, not too much next generation.
You know, don't get me wrong. I'm right there with you with Star Trek. I like it. I just think that Star Wars, we are cooler nerds.
I don't think this is fantastic, by the way. No.
To hear you two argue.
You guys are like the ultimate geek snowflakes.
It's funny. Well, that would neither
can't
confirm
even
nor
mention
denied.
It, you know?
I'll say this, though. Like, people will say in the newsroom, like, "Hey, JR, we're going to run a Star Trek story. Aren't you stoked?" I'm like, whoa. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
No.
Well, they're...
No, let's not associate the two. I'm
you
Star
gotta
Wars.
Yeah.
Star so Trek is a respectable franchise.
So you're saying when you walk into the newsroom, like the anchors, they go, "Nerd alert."
Exactly.
How many wedgies do you get?
Are there any Channel 7 people who are also nerds?
Out them.
Yeah, right. You know what? I'm trying to think. You know who used to be was Kana Whitworth.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Really?
Shockingly,
Star Wars
she
or Star-
knew Star Wars.
Star Wars.
She knew quite a bit. And, you know, I shouldn't act like it's that surprising because I understand women love, you know, the franchise too. But she was not someone who struck me as someone who liked it. But
right.
We'd start. I'd start talking and then she'd chime in with, "Oh, yeah, that's the Kessel Run." I'm like,
"Oh, yeah.
Impressive.
Wow.
Nice.
That is hot."
You get
Star
all
Wars
fired up,
right? I'm like, outstanding.
15-minute conversation. Yeah, baby.
All right. Here's somebody who says Star Wars is ultimately cooler because of the lightsabers.
Hmm. Well, so you got all that technology. You can't just use your gun. Really? You got to use a lightsaber? You're still using a sword?
What is the weaponry from Star Trek? Is that the phaser?
You have the standard hand phaser.
Okay.
Then there are phaser rifles.
Oh, okay. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then there's the Klingon
issue?
Bat'leth, that giant sword they use to cut people's heads off.
Oh.
Yeah.
We just
use
our laser sword for that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what I never got about Star Wars. They have all this technology, yet they're using all this medieval stuff that they're trying to do. I just never got why they just didn't shoot somebody with a blaster. Like Han Solo is the only guy who's got it together.
Like Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, exactly. I've got a lightsaber. Really? I've got a gun.
Well, the one thing I never understood about Star Wars is that they have the mind meld power or whatever that is.
Oh, the Force.
The Force.
Mind meld is him.
Yeah, that's Vulcan.
Yeah, okay.
And that's real LB, unlike the Force, which is make-believe.
My bad. But, you know, if you have the Force, how come the Force can't kill someone? Like, you can't just reach in and stop someone's heart.
It can.
Yeah.
It can?
Oh, yeah. So,
if Darth Vader ever gives you one of the two-finger things.
Force choke.
Yeah. It's like, brilliant. crush your head, but so it's more like crush your neck.
Here's a 617 text that says, "JR is the only meteorologist I have ever heard mention the planet Hoth during a forecast."
I love it. That's amazing.
Very good.
Is that true?
I'll give you points.
I appreciate that. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I try to work in Starkiller Base, which is from the new movies, and that's like an icy planet, but I just think I got to stick with Hoth.
Yeah, that place is crazy.
That's traditional.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy what Luke did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
you got to do, have you ever done a forecast in costume?
Oh, God.
Well, so when I was on the morning show, that's when Disney had the movie and they launched episode 7. So the station said, "Why don't you go do some stories that week leading up to the premiere?" And I kind of was kicking around the idea, but they quickly said, that ain't happening.
There goes your credibility.
Right. Exactly.
You should do it on May the 4th.
Yeah,
seriously.
Get the Jedi robe out there. Do the, you know?
I was
live
out at the theater that morning for episode 7. Ew. One of the theaters up.
Greatest moment of your broadcast career.
It was.
Yes,
made it.
All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to put Jeremy Reiner up against Mike Hsu in a Nerd Off and determine once and for all which is the better franchise, Star Wars or Star Trek? Now, a texter says that there are more pink hat Star Wars fans than there are pink hat Star Trek fans.
Oh, yeah.
Do you agree on that?
I totally agree.
Really?
Yeah, because Star Trek is an exact...
Is it more embraceable or something?
It's an exact science. Like I always say, Star Wars, that's fantasy. Star Trek, reality.
Okay? All right. So we'll settle this.
My response to that is tribbles.
Oh, really? Okay, Jar Jar Binks. Whatever.
Oh, this is extraordinary. All right. We are going to take a break and then come back with the Nerd Off between Mark Hsu and Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7, the meteorologist. We'll be right back. Well, it's about time for the long-anticipated Nerd Off between Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7, who's in the studio, and Mike Hsu.
You ready, Nerf Herder?
She's getting a little pissed.
Nice.
Feisty.
Right.
Speaking of the game, I'm sure Channel 7 will be sending a giant crew down to Atlanta. The weather people never get to go, though.
No, I pitch it every year, and this year, this year's a tough sell, seeing it's in a dome.
Yeah.
Last year, too.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't work.
I tried last year, too, and my boss said, no, we're all set.
Forget about it. Yeah,
right, you go with the humidity indoors?
Yeah. You're challenged enough with our weather, JR. Just stay home.
You could probably do, like, a PSI thing on the footballs.
Ooh, yes.
That would be in the Channel 7 report.
Deflated balls.
Yes. I'm supposed to do the weather forecast. I feel like I shouldn't do that in your presence.
Where do you get it?
I just get it off of the iPhone, where everybody else gets it. No disrespect.
You mean the 7 Weather app?
Oh, yes.
That's shameless plug.
How accurate.
Today's weather brought to you by the new three-row 2019 Subaru Ascent, and it's going to be sunny, and the temperature is going to get up into the 20s. That's correct, right?
Nailed it.
Okay. And then it's going to be 50 on Thursday.
Can you just tell me,
I know you guys can go long range now, longer than you ever could before. Sounds like a Star Wars thing, but
Star Trek.
Where no man has gone before.
Star Trek.
What is February looking like? Is it looking snowy or not snowy?
It certainly more than what we've seen so far.
Okay,
it's not 2015. You know,
okay,
that triggers so many people when we say an active pattern. You know, patterns waking up. So I would lean on somewhat stormy, and yes, more snow.
Okay, but not, because see, to me, February is the worst month. Yeah. Like, I can get through January. No, December's great because Christmas.
Yep.
You get through January, but then February just like drags.
Payback.
Even though it's the shortest month, it just drags.
March
for me is my problem.
But you don't like March?
Well, because the last 2 years, we were warm in February, 70, and then last March, we had those four nor'easters. We got pulled out in Stowe.
Yes, you're right.
And then early April, we're trying to golf. Nope.
Yeah.
Canceled.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You know, the Farmer's Almanac said that February was going to be one of the snowiest months in a long time. How much credence do you put in the Farmer's Almanac?
Is it going to be snowing on Tatooine?
Yeah.
See, I can't even. I can't.
No, never.
I can't. It's a hot desert planet.
Oh, it is? Oh, it's a hot desert planet? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Forgive my nerd ignorance.
Yeah.
All right. So the way this works is, she wanted to do the opening statement.
Are we going to do that?
Well,
okay.
I mean, that's fine with me. I mean, Jeremy, I don't know if he prepared one or not.
I can come up with something.
I do have a couple bullet points.
Okay. So this started because...
Because Star Wars sucks.
Because Hsu photobombed...
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
Oh, very good.
Hsu photobombed a picture on my Instagram with the Vulcan salute. Jeremy commented that Star Wars was better. I did put up on my story this morning on Instagram, Jeremy with his Star Wars commemorative mug that he brought in, and he's got his T-shirt on.
So if you're following, a Tumblr, Greg.
If you're following me on Instagram, then you'll see that. If you're not, you should be. It's GregHill107. That's GregHill107 to give me the follow on Instagram. Okay, opening statements. In the Nerd Off, we'll begin with Mike Hsu since he's at home here. This is his home field. He has home field advantage. go ahead with your opening statement.
As mentioned earlier, in Star Wars, they have all this amazing technology, yet they still use trains and swords and clarinets, according to the band at the Mos Eisley Cantina. Why is this?
Okay.
Why if you have the technology... Just go with it. And that's why Star Trek is better, because they actually use technology that is starting to come to life today.
Oh.
The flip phone came from the communicator.
Oh,
now
wow.
We have smartphones, which are actually tricorders. And I believe in Switzerland, they are working on molecular transportation technology, or the transporter, as it's called in Star Trek. What are we doing from Star Wars? What technology has come to us from Star Wars?
Okay.
Nothing except Ewoks and some drooling amphibian from Naboo who nobody likes.
Point okay. taken.
This right. way, Star Trek is the superior science fiction work over Star Wars.
Okay. All right. Opening statement from Mike Hsu. Jeremy?
I'll just counter with Princess Leia, Return of the Jedi.
Oh.
Well, then I'm countering that with Yeoman Rand.
There's more.
In the short Federation standard skirt.
There's more smoke in my universe than yours.
Whoa.
My second bullet point is Han shot first. He's a badass.
Oh, Kirk's not a badass? The only Starfleet captain to pass at the Academy, the Kobayashi Maru test?
He cheated.
Exactly. Like he's cheated death thousands of times across the universe.
Well, he had some script writers on that one, I'm sure.
Come on.
All right.
I think there's a further reach into society with Star Wars.
Oh.
Go look on my Twitter timeline from last night. The Ringer, they summed up the Patriots game using a Star Wars GIF.
Oh.
GIF or GIF? We going GIF?
You can go
GIF.
Either one. Yeah.
I didn't see anything in Star Trek in the last
That's
month.
True. Yeah, ESPN, I think they had Darth Brady does it again or whatever. Mm-hmm. You're right about
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, yes. If I take you back into the early 80s, President Reagan, Star Wars,
yeah,
the ICBMs.
Yeah. Right.
Technology's right
Come
there.
Come on. We're talking about sports. Okay? That doesn't even count
National
in the
defense.
Star Trek universe.
National defense. They were ready to put lasers up in space.
Reagan was a puppet. Right. He was a puppet. He was Lucas's puppet. Okay?
This texter says that the health department is using technology from Darth Vader's condition. To treat
the breathing apparatus.
I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, really?
I
think so.
You mean from not having a father?
Yeah. Yes.
That one?
All right.
Indeed.
So, time now to determine once and for all which franchise is better, and therefore who wins the Nerd Off. So you will each. How many questions do you each have? Was it 10?
Yes.
Okay. You will each rapid fire. Question the other on their franchise, and the nerd who has the most answers at the end will be the Nerd Off victor. Yes.
When you say rapid fire, are you talking proton torpedoes or phasers?
Either or.
Okay. I just want to make clear the speed at which I deliver.
Or the DH-17, which is standard issue.
Oh, oh, wow. Wow, what's happening right now?
The power of the GH-17 is insignificant next to the power of the photon torpedo.
Okay, so Jeremy Reiner, Channel 7 meteorologist, you have question one for Shu.
All right, so there is some low-hanging fruit here for you, Mike, because it is, home game for you.
Whatever, nerd.
What is the Enterprise ship registry in the original series?
Ooh.
What is the Enterprise ship registry number in the original series?
NCC-1701.
That is correct.
Oh,
thank you very much.
Why, guys?
Okay.
Wow.
All right.
Thank you. And when I find the right artist, that tattoo is going on my back. I mean, the entire back will be the registry for the original Enterprise.
By the way, Shu.
Of course.
Shu, a texter says Jedi is an actual religion.
Right.
So therefore, Star Wars dominates.
Right. And how well are those people doing?
All right. Question one for...
Give it time, my friend. Give it time.
Question one. What did Luke's Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru do to make a living on Tatooine?
Moisture farmers.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. In fact, he didn't inquire about C-3PO knowing the binary language of water evaporators.
I cannot believe the two of you are married. Okay, all right, not to each other. We don't want to start.
We've also procreated too.
Yes, and you both procreated.
We procreated.
Yes. All right, question Jeremy for Shu.
All right. Again, here we go. Where does James Tiberius Kirk hail from?
Iowa.
That is correct.
That's right. He was born in Iowa, but he works in outer space, as he said in Star Trek. I believe it was Star Trek 4. I think that was the one with the whales, wasn't it?
George
or was
Mason.
That 3?
No. 3 was Wrath of Khan, wasn't it? Or was that 2?
No, that was 2.
What was 3?
We should get Danielle's mom on the phone.
Which one was
on
Search
phone?
For Spock? Was that 3?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, yeah.
Okay. Whales were 4 because I got dismissed from school to go see it.
That's right. Your mom's awesome.
Nice.
Go ahead, Chu.
Are you ready, sir?
Yes.
What is Chewbacca's home planet?
Kashyyyk.
Yes, that's actually correct.
Two for two.
Yeah, very good.
Two for two.
Also sounds like something you'd ear moth.
This is better
than... It sounds like a douchebag cologne, doesn't
this
it?
This is better than...
Wookiees do smell.
This is better than the fourth quarter on Sunday night where they were trading were trading scores.
Oh, you just wait.
Yes, okay.
Yeah, there's no punting here. Okay. What is Spock's mother's name?
Oh, you know this. Come on.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Scramble, scramble, scramble. God.
Is it Jane?
It is not.
Oh,
no!
Okay.
It is, it is Amanda Grayson.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, R2. Okay. Whatever.
All right.
Outstanding.
All right, you got to get him with this one.
All right, now I'm behind.
Down one. Mm-hmm.
Who kissed Leia first, Han or Luke?
Luke.
Yes. That's correct. Yes. Although technically she kissed him. But yes, that's very good.
Okay. That was in episode 4, correct? In the medical bay?
Yeah, that's another thing.
Or no, episode 5.
See, that's another thing about the Star Wars series. Why can't you guys do it in order? It had to be like 4 first and then through 6 and then you went to 9 or something. And
well, we didn't. We wanted to refine the Jar Jar role in the universe.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
That
we needed two more decades.
Because you guys can't count.
All right. So the score right now is Jeremy Reiner 3, Mike Shue 2, correct? Right? Okay,
correct.
Go ahead.
All right.
What popular cast member was originally approached to play Spock?
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Dude, you talked about this.
I know. We actually
talked
we
about
actually
this
did
when we
talk
set up
about
the
this.
Contest.
That's not fair. I smoke weed. Was it DeForest Kelly?
Dude, nice.
Yeah, that's it. No, we did. We actually just talked about this.
Nice.
Yeah, we did just talk about
nice.
That. Yeah.
That was good, man. I was like,
well, you know, what can I say? You know?
Yeah. That was huge. That was, you needed that one.
I needed that.
That was huge.
That was that. That was
still
that
prospering.
3 and 10.
That was like a Tom Brady third down conversion right there.
Right.
All right.
D4 to the neutral zone.
ton of nerd respect, too, from JR. He slapped the counter. Yeah. You nailed it, shoot.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Are the audio okay? I wasn't meaning to do it.
No, no, that's fine.
No, that's fine. Yeah.
First radio gig.
Because if not that, there's going to be a slap fight at the end of this.
Yeah.
What does AT-AT stand for?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All-terrain armored transport.
Damn it.
He nailed that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He got that.
This is
damn it.
Reiner remains with the lead in the Nerd Off. Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7. Jeremy Reiner from Channel 7 is a Star Wars fanatic. Mike Shue is a Star Trek fanatic. They are finally doing battle. A texter says, what is going on now? Is amazing radio, and then it says these are grown adult men. Correct?
Yes,
they are. They are grown adult.
Yeah, we have families.
Yes. We do.
Yes.
Mortgages.
Okay. Yeah.
We have wives.
That's right.
your question for Mr. Shuger.
By the way, we didn't clarify this before. The winner gets his Super Bowl ticket. Correct?
Right. That's right.
Correct.
Yeah.
The winner gets
absolutely.
My Super Bowl.
That's
ticket.
What I thought.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's
I wanted to double check on that.
Yes.
If we only like sports.
Yes.
I mean, we're nerds.
Yeah. No, we do. All right. Here you go. When was the first Star Trek film released?
The first film.
The first
feature film.
That is correct.
1978?
1979.
Oh, come on!
You're now down two.
Oh.
This is getting desperate.
1978 was the Star Wars holiday special.
Oh, and that
bombed.
That's
horrifically.
That's a point of pride.
Are you taking credit for that thing? Everybody thinks that was a disaster.
It was terrible.
As
a fanboy, there are some portions of the universe I have to defend, which pains me.
Right.
Jar Jar and the Star Wars Holiday Special. Yeah. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, it's actually on YouTube. Like, Lucas said they will never release it. And if you watch it on YouTube, you'll see why.
And it's horrendous.
Art Carney and B. Arthur.
Was it as bad as LB's first sports this morning?
I actually heard that on the way in.
It's unique. It's unique.
I was like, I said, struggle's real today.
Yeah. All right. So, Shu, you're down two. You got to make this. You've got to make this one a tough one.
All right. Who's the only rebel pilot to survive all three movies in the original trilogy?
Ooh.
Aside from the obvious.
Huh. Aside from the obvious.
Come on, Greg.
I'm sorry. I'll just keep quiet over here.
It just got real. So it's either Biggs or Wedge. I'm going to go with Wedge.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Wedge Antilles. Just like Beggar's Canyon back home.
Wow.
Was he the fat guy?
No,
that was Porkins.
Yeah, Porkins.
Porkins.
In fact, that's your new name, LJ.
This is unbelievable. This is extraordinary.
I got to give it up for you, man. That was a tough one.
Give me some credit. I remember the fat guy. Right.
Porkins.
So, am I correct that Jeremy has a three-question lead right now?
I think so.
I think so. Okay.
Wow.
All right. Jeremy, go ahead.
Okay. What alien group's catchphrase is resistance is futile?
Klingons.
The Borg.
Oh, crap.
Oh, my
God.
You're the worst.
No, I blame myself. I'm not a big Next Generation guy, and I just...
Don't beat yourself
That was the one
up,
I thought. I don't know if how expansive this trivia is going to be.
No. Okay. My weakness.
Al, just don't feel the pressure, kid. You know, it takes some time.
I
don't.
I think we have time for one more question. I mean,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can give it a try. Let's see. Maybe if you, like, for just like a kind of a hollow victory, if you got him on one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's answered every single one that you,
right.
Jeremy's killing it.
All right. This is a tough one. All right. How many actors, how many characters, not actors, oh, cripes.
Oh,
how many characters, not actors, appear in every one of the six movies? Again, characters, not
how
the
many
actors.
Characters appear in every one of the movies?
Yeah.
Okay, the six movies.
Jeez.
Oh, that's a tough question.
How many characters in every single one?
Yes.
Yeah, that have appeared in every single one. And who are they?
You mean just a total running? Yeah.
Exactly. No, he just wants to know
how many
total number of characters have been in
all the movies.
In all the movies.
Oh.
Like, so is it five that have been in all? Is it, let's say you got, you know, Leia. Well, I don't even know if Leia's in, I don't know much about
well,
it.
So we got,
let's just say in the six movies.
Is Vader in all of them?
Excuse me, I have to clarify just to be fair. In the original trilogy and the three
prequel?
Movies after that.
Oh.
The prequels.
Prequels,
yeah.
Okay. Technically, that's before.
I know, but you guys can't count. Seriously, it drives me crazy. Why do we have to start in the middle of the series?
Yes.
You know?
I should have started the trivia in the middle of the questions here. Throwing you off. How many characters appear in all six?
Yeah.
Obi-Wan and C-3PO, R2-D2, so that's three. And Palpatine, four, and I'm going to go five. Five characters are in all six.
It's actually just four.
Oh.
You name three of them. 3PO, R2-D2, Obi-Wan Kenobi, and Anakin Skywalker / Darth Vader.
I wasn't sure because I was like, well, that's technically...
That's kind of a tricky little...
Right? No, it's not tricky. Yeah, he should know that.
That was
He's
a technicality.
I am a nerd.
You're a technicality.
Obviously.
I mean, listen.
That aside.
We have got to give it to Jeremy Reiner. He's a wagon. Yeah, I mean, give him a gigantic... The Nerd Off has been won. Has been won by Jeremy Reiner of Channel 7, and there will never be a question again about which is the better franchise. It appears.
Outstanding.
I mean, it appears that it's.
Can't we have a rematch like a year from now or something, or do you know, like a Super Bowl or whatever?
Maybe.
Best two out of three.
You know, boxers have rematches.
Well, that was extraordinary.
This has been great. I appreciate the invite.
Your knowledge.
We set the score straight.
Is second. It's second to none.
It is impressive.
I'm very impressed.
If there's a nerd, you're looking at him right here.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. I mean,
now he is the master.
When did you just get into the movies when you were like growing up?
Yeah, so my dad took me and my brother out to the the drive-in theaters. Remember those?
Yeah.
Yes.
In Pittsfield, which I grew up in the Berkshires. So my brother was let's see, 77. So I would have been 6 at the time. My brother was younger. And just ever since then, I mean,
you know, started you young.
It was wheelhouse.
It's just, yeah, complete wheelhouse. Yeah.
I'd love to see those show at the drive-in.
Yeah.
On that gigantic screen.
Well, then Empire Strikes Back came out in 1980, and we were on the Cape for summer vacation. So then we saw that one on the Cape.
On the Cape.
Nice. Yeah. We're over at the Wellfleet.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Nice. That's nice still place. Open, I think,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Well, I props to your pops, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not for nothing. 6 years old. Right. Want to see Star Wars at the drive-in.
You might have had ulterior motives.
You're on top of the world.
Yeah. He's like, come on, boys, we're going.
Yeah. Got to give your mother an hour or two.
Right.
And who was, growing up in Massachusetts, who was your all-time favorite weather person? It was probably just weather men back then.
Yeah.
But, who was? Right.
Well, it was really three my go-tos, you know.
Dick Albert.
Dick, yeah, the answer is true.
Yeah.
Harvey and Barry Burbank.
Oh, and Barry Burbank.
Yeah. And I also, because in the Berkshires, I also had Albany TV too. So there was a guy in Albany, New York, Bob Kovacic, and then in Springfield later, Steve Caparo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.